paragraph hey, v'sehu, and this is what the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Hosibi einayich minegdi, shehem hirhivuni. I am Pirush Rashi. Rav Nosnel says, take a look at the Rashi on that pasuk in Shir Hashirim, which continues, ki bevadai se'orech ke'eder ho'izim, because your hairs are still like the hairs of goats. Shinayich ke'eder haktsuvois, and your teeth are kefelach harimoin rakoseich. Shepirish Rashi Shom, Rashi HaKodesh explains over there on this pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Hakoil al ribui hachavivus shashim yisborach mechabev hatoiv v'hamitzvois shelakalim shebi Yisrael. Rashi over there goes on to show and explain how in these psukim Hashem is showing how much pride he takes, how much nachas he gets from the baby mitzvahs, from the things that Jews do in their earliest stages of Yiddishkeit, in their early development stages, how Hashem gets tremendous nachas, and he enjoys that, and he loves that. Ubevadai gam ato choviv beinai moid. And you certainly are very much beloved in my eyes, even though you're still so raw. You're still in your earliest stages of coming close to Hashem. Ach afal pikein, however, despite that, hosibi einayich minegdi. Shehem, Hashem says, despite that, I look away from you. I'm not looking at you, in a sense. I'm showing you some rejection. Why? Shehem hirhivuni bevayis rishon. Because I got burnt, Hashem said. I got burnt when it came to the first Beis HaMikdash. Shehereisi lochem chibo yesero yoiser midai. Where I showed you too much love. I gave you too many treats, too many chocolate bars and ice cream. I gave you the Kodesh HaKadosh, the Holy of Holies, and I gave you the all kinds of things. V'ato ha'hechrech shetosei v'inayich minegdi. And therefore now, Kaviyoch Hashem says, it's critical, it's necessary that I keep a certain distance from you. Livli lohoshiv lochem ato hakapoyres v'ho'oroin v'akruvim, not to return to you the kapores, the oron, the kruvim, some of these wonderful treats that you had in the first Beis HaMikdash, which when it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, Hashem withheld them. He did not give them back to us. Ad eis keitz haplois, until Moshiach will come, until the third Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, what the pasuk there is showing us there is that sometimes it's very important for the benefit of the person to withhold certain things from them. If you try to give them too much, if you try to give them what they're not ready for yet, it'll only result in harm and destruction. And this is why it's so critical, it's so important, just like on a physical level. When you're dealing with an infant, when you're dealing with a baby, a one-week-old baby, a person, a grandfather, sees a newborn baby and he's so excited and he takes out his barbecue and he says, I've been waiting my whole life to give my anicle some shish kebab that I made by myself. And he gives it to this, he wants to, when mommy's not looking, he sneaks a couple of nice juicy pieces of freshly made shish kebab to this three-day-old infant. And then he wonders why the infant is rushed to the hospital, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. You know what could come out of that? On a physical level, on a spiritual level also, when a person is first starting to come close to Yiddishkeit, the ones who are bringing them close, the ones who are educating them, have to realize who they're dealing with. That if I'm dealing with an infant, or I'm dealing with a first grader or a third grader, I can't feed them university level stuff. I can't start feeding them, you know, the highest levels and think that it's going to work. You have to be very, very careful to understand where the person's at and to know to hold back, even though sometimes it's painful. You have this fabulous light that you want to share it with other people. And you look at this person, what do you mean? He's 25 years old. He's ready for a delicious thick steak. The answer is he's not. He's not. If he's first starting to come to Yiddishkeit, go slow. Give a little bit, see how he responds, see how he reacts to that, see if he can handle it. If he can handle that, you go a little more. Whereas sometimes if you try to throw the book at him, you try to throw too much at him, he gets frightened or he gets blinded by the light. Chas v'shalom, it causes all kinds of harm. V'chein hu b'chol adam u'v'chol zman. And this applies to every single person and throughout all the generations. U'b'frat ato b'toikif ha'golos hazeh b'ikvis mashicha. Especially now, when we're in the thick of exile, as we're awaiting the coming of Moshiach. V'hovein heitev lohitzi mizeh eitzois v'hischaskus elecho b'chol eis v'chol zman. Rav Nosanov says, understand very well the lesson that we're presenting here. To know how to apply this to yourself and to be able to derive encouragement from what we're saying here throughout all times. Ki hu chayecho lonetzach. Because if you'll understand this and you'll know how to apply this to yourself, this will help you be zochet to attain eternal life, to attain olam haba. Meaning that if the person will realize that in his early stages of development, he is connecting to a very high level light. He is receiving a beam of light from a very high place. And on one hand, he has to appreciate that. And he has to feel very honored and privileged that Hashem is just, the Gemara says, "B'mokim shebalei tshuva imdim ein tzadikim gemurim yocholim lamod." The Gemara makes statements to show how the connection that a Baal Tshuva has to Hashem in some ways is much, much better and deeper and than the connection that people who have been religious for 30 years. However, don't mistake in that to say, okay, then the last thing I want in my life is a rabbi or one of these religious people, because what do they know? I'm on a much higher level than them. The Gemara says, I'm a Baal Tshuva, I'm on a much higher level than them. That could be a fatal mistake. Because even though you're receiving a beam of light from that very high place, you're not eating steak and potatoes yet. You're not ready to grab the aim, the mother bird. You're not ready for that hisboneness. You're getting a taste. You're getting a laser beam, a thin ray. And that's helping you. That's giving you the momentum. That's giving you the nuclear fuel that you need to get started, to make a haschola in mitzvahs, to get started in learning Chumash and Rashi, to get started in doing what you need to do. Eventually, with Hashem's help, if you continue, if you persist, you'll get to the level where you'll be able to have the Eim Alabonim. Kimo Shikosa B'Shiluah HaKan, as the Torah promises when it comes to this mitzvah of Shiluah HaKan, that if you'll do it right, Leman Yitav Lecha, do this in order that things will be good for you, V'Ha'arach Do Yomim, and you'll be Zerichet to longevity of life. Ki Zeh Ikara HaChayim, because this is real living is kishezoichen lehizboinim b'chol yoim riboy rachma v'chasodov. When a person is zoiche to see and understand every single day the multitude of good things and kindnesses that Hashem is doing for the person. V'afal pikein adayin rechoike ma'oid. And despite that, still realize that we're very, very far from Hashem. I'm not Moshe Rabbeinu yet. I'm not Rashi HaKodesh yet. Shezeh Iker Shleimus Hadas VaChochma. This is the real perfection of Das and Chochma. That the more a person acquires it, he still realizes that he's very, very far, that there's still a long way to go. Shehu Ikra Chaim, and that's the essence of life. Vaidezeh Yecholon Lehischadesh B'chol Yom. And when a person realizes this and knows this, that person can start fresh every day. There's an enthusiasm. It's not that because he finished Shas four times, he thinks now there isn't that much more for me to do. Nonsense. This is all preparatory. This has gotten me ready for diving into, this has laid the groundwork for going to the next level, which is going to open whole new vistas for me. Bibchinas, as the Pasuk says, Chadoshim labakorim, Rabba emunasecha. With a newness every morning, brand new every morning, That's how a person is zeichet to grow, to increase his emuna. V'hovein heitev. Rav Nosnal says, understand what I'm saying very well, because he's giving critical information here for how a person can develop properly in Yiddishkeit. Paragraph Vav. V'alkein shloimai hamelech olav ha-shalom, afal pi shoya chocham mikol ha-odam. And therefore, let's go to the top. Let's take the biggest Jew in Chochma, Shlomo HaMelech. Even though the Torah labels him as Chochom Mikol Adam, the wisest of all men, Choydo Achar Kach Al Atzmoi, he admitted later on in his career, Shlomo HaMelech admitted to himself about himself, Sheshogo Harbe Bozeh, that he made a major error in this. When he thought that he was already very close to Hashem, as the pasuk says, Shlomo HaMelech said these words, Shehizvada, Shlomo HaMelech was confessing and expressing his regret, Al Sheomar Iti Kel, for the fact that he had said these words, Hashem is with me. I have Hashem in my pocket already. I'm there. I understand Hashem already. K'may Shom Rabbi Seinazal, as the Gemara says, Ki be'emes ein yoidim klal. Because the truth is, the fact is, we don't know anything about Hashem. We don't understand Hashem. You know, if a person learns a million pages of Torah, they still only know a fraction of what of Hashem's infiniteness. K'moy Shapira Shom Achakach, as Shlomo HaMelech goes on to elaborate afterwards, when he said, Ki bar onoichi meyish v'loy binas odom li. I don't even qualify yet to label myself as a human being. I haven't achieved the understanding of an ish yet. V'loy lamadati, I haven't learned at all what there is to learn about. Ayin Shom, look over there at the words of Shloimo HaMelech. Hainu Kanal, as we explained earlier, that each and every Jew on their level has to drink as much as they can, learn and daven and mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, but always remember where you are relative to Hashem and where you are relative to the tzaddikim, that we have a long, long way to go, and never chas v'shalom confuse, never forget where our place is. Rav Nosson Zal is going to use all of this now as an introduction to the holiday of Chanukah, to explaining the whole concept of Chanukah candles and all the different interesting rules about them. It's Hashkocha, we're learning this now. We just completed the Yontif of Sukkot, Shmini Atzeres. The next holiday that's coming up is Chanukah. We have the month of Mar Cheshvan, which is sort of empty of holidays. Then we have Kislev, the first 3 weeks of Kislev, which are going to lead us to the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully this will give us a good preparation.